This is Linlithgow Palace near Edinburgh. Once the residence of Mary, Queen of Scots, it's now home to hundreds of bats. Today, the Lothians Bat Group, one of over 90 in the UK, has come to survey them. Surveys like these feed into the National Bat Monitoring Programme, an annual bat census to find out which species are most at risk. We are on the lookout for a rare bat, the Nathusius pipistrelle. This tiny bat has been found to fly almost 2,000 kilometres from Latvia to Western Europe, the longest known migration of any small mammal. In the Great Hall of the Palace, we spot our first bats. To recognise the species, we all have detectors which can pick up their ultrasonic calls and make them audible to us. The frequency of the call is key. The dark nooks and crannies of the palace make it a great place for other species to roost. Tonight is the first time the Nathusius pipistrelle has been spotted in Linlithgow Palace. It's too early to say if there's a Nathusius roost here, but this first sighting will prompt more research. Cran is thought by some to refer to the historic presence of cranes. They were once common enough to give their name to settlements all across Great Britain, from Scotland to the south coast. Standing up to 1.2 metres high, the common crane was Britain's tallest bird. They love wetlands, and that's something they have in common with me. Their return is partly down to the creation and protection of these vital habitats, but it's also thanks to a valiant pair who flew across the North Sea from continental Europe to the Norfolk Broads around 40 years ago. It was an incredible sight, their wide wings slowly beating majestically and their long legs trailing behind. Cranes also have this eerie, almost prehistoric sound to their calls, and that really captivated me. Crane locations are often cloaked in secrecy for very good reason. As a returning bird to the UK, they spark a lot of interest. But it's vital that we give them the space they need to increase their numbers. 2 years ago, this incredible footage was captured on a remote camera in the Fens, a pair with one young chick. This year, I've come to see if another Fenland pair will be just as successful, but I'm keeping a very respectful distance. These chicks are about the size of a chicken at the moment, so they've got a lot of growing to do before they reach the towering height of their parents. I find it so encouraging that numbers are doing well, and to see habitat restoration enabling rare wildlife to make a comeback and expand its range. The UK population is now believed to have reached around 200 birds, and if enough suitable habitat can be achieved across the UK, the comeback of the crane could be as successful as the red kite.
Curiosity? It's in our nature. Discover the delicious taste of new Alpro almond milk. Eat well, feel uplifted, enjoy plant power. Alpro.